Hello, hello. Welcome back to Too Niche. I am one of your hosts, Elizabeth Cott. Today, Lara is in the land of Gerolsteiner, our favorite water, one of our top picks in the sparkling water hall. She is in Germany traveling. And if you're new here, this is the show where each week we pick a topic and we haul it. We haul it to the gods. And I really like to think of this show as the internet deep dives you might get involved with late night, and then suddenly 90 minutes have gone by. But instead, it's in the audio form. We're doing the deep diving for you. You're not having to be in front of a screen. You can do whatever you want. So it's better for your eyes. It's better for your psyche, but you still get the good info. That's my goal, at least. So when it comes to a solo episode of Too Niche, I really want to make sure I'm within my depth of knowledge when it's just me talking. So I thought to myself, what is something that I feel so firmly, expertly equipped to discuss this week? And that is the Sephora sale. No, you're thinking, but wait, I thought these women were preaching divesting from Sephora. Yes, we were. There's been a lot of discourse around Sephora teens, Sephora kids, the terrible customer service, the inability to return things. The list goes on, and I totally acknowledge that, but also it's peasant era and a sale is a sale. So we must take advantage of these things when we can, because I'm not paying full price for anything. I just refuse at this point. Also, I'm gonna provide my picks, my favorite things that Sephora has to offer right now, but I'm also gonna share with you the worst things I've gotten from Sephora so that you don't waste your money. So the sale only goes till April 15th, and maybe you're listening to this post April 15th and you're like, what is this gonna do for me? I'm also going to include some of my current favorite drugstore makeup finds because I love a drugstore find, even though nowadays it's not that much less expensive than things you'll find at Sephora. But nonetheless, I can get lost in a Walgreens makeup aisle with the best of them. I've divested so much from Sephora that I am no longer a Rouge member. So if anybody has a code that they would like to share with me, I would love that. All right, now into the haul, because I am flying high on a Diet Coke mini right now, so it is the best time to just jump right in. First and foremost, if I'm on the Sephora site, I'm immediately checking out the Sephora favorites. This is the best place to start, in my opinion. Sephora favorites are little bundle sampler sets based off of, they have mascara, they have clean beauty, they have little ones for the holidays. I mean, it really is all over the place, but the deal with the sampler sets is this. Oftentimes, there's a little voucher for a full-sized item. So if you like a deal, I think this is where it's at. And the one that I'm looking at, the only one I'm looking at right now, is the Sephora Favorites Mini Candle Sampler Set, which for a price tag of $60 comes with a Boy Smells Hinoki Phantom Candle. I'm not obsessed with Boy Smells, but I'm okay with that scent. We have a Maison Louis Marie candle. I'm sorry for that pronunciation. We have a Maison Margiela by the Fireplace candle. We have a Nest New York Madagascar vanilla candle. And we have a Voluspa Goji and Taroko orange tiny tin candle. So you've got five tinies, and then you get a voucher for a big guy. And I'm already telling you, I'm getting the Maison Margiela replica by the Fireplace candle. So you're sort of getting a candle and then a bunch of minis. I want to talk about what I call my Zoom Glow Holy Grails, which as somebody who spends much of their working hours on Zoom, I have a method for how I don't look dead on screen. And all of those things are available at Sephora for the most part. It's really simple. It's nothing wild. It is the Say Glowy Gel, which I've talked about a million times because I think that this product is my like one product. If I could only have one thing, it would be this. The Glowy Super Gel Lightweight Dewy Multi-Purpose Illuminator. It comes in two sizes and two colors. I've said it before and I will say it again that my theory is that if a product comes in more than one size, then it is a great product because it means that there is enough demand that people want it in a travel size, in a regular size, and maybe a jumbo size. So such is the case with the Say Glowy Super Gel. It comes in a mini. So if you want to try it, if you're curious, get the mini. I have two minis and then a regular size because I keep them in like every crevice. Like I have one in a purse. I have one at my makeup table. I have another in a travel bag. It's just sort of all the time for me. And because it's a great product, I've repurchased it many times. It comes in two colors, the Star Glow, which is like a universal champagne, as they say. And then the Sun Glow, which is a warm golden bronze. I go with the Star Glow color. Really intrigued with the bronze. Would absolutely try. And just something nice about Say is that you can recycle the packaging. Bonus. So full size, mini, get one, get both. So what I'll do is I'll do in the morning my azelaic acid, a moisturizer, and then an SPF if I'm going outside, and then my Say Glowy Gel. And then on top of that goes the Say Skin Tint. This is another product I'm sure I mentioned this on our previous Sephora sale haul because I've been using this for a number of years now. I love it. The color I use is 3. They have a nice color range. It doesn't break me out. It doesn't irritate my skin. It looks nice. It's like a little bit of coverage, nothing too much, nothing heavy. It just feels really nice on the skin. It's an SPF 35 with a hyaluronic acid. It's just a really great product. There's tons of sort of tinted moisturizer products out there. I haven't felt the need to venture away from this one in years. So that's an A+. And that combo, honestly, is all I need, plus a little brow gel. Right now, I love the Ilia brow gel. It has a tiny wand. It doesn't flake. It keeps my brows in place. And I feel like the price is decent. It's $24. It lasts a really long time. You can't go wrong. It's not, important to note, it's a clear eyebrow gel. And it's clean at Sephora. So if that is something that is important to you, I get it. Okay, so that's really like my Zoom situation / every day. So it's to recap, the Say Glowy Gel, the Say Skin Tint, Ilia Brow Gel, and then something that is in my cart that I'm really intrigued with is the Say Slip Tint Concealer. It's their newest product. And it looks really nice. I bought the other concealer that they came out with about a year ago, just because I really am a fan of this brand. And it was really creamy. It was the Hydra Beam Hydrating Concealer Under Eye Brightener. It was okay. Like I just don't think it was enough coverage, which is why I'm excited about this here Slip Tint Radiant All Over Concealer with Niacinamide. But now, as I click on the link that I had in my notes for today's episode, a lot of the colors are sold out, which is kind of a bummer. But the good thing is you can always order on the Say website, and I think you can accrue points from their website. So if you love the brand like I do, that's an option. Okay, now I need to do tight 10 on brown mascara. Is anybody else a brown mascara aficionado, such as myself? Have found I have really light eyelashes, and I've found that black mascara tends to be a little too intense. And I'm a big drugstore mascara girl, but spoiler at the end, I'll let you know my brown drugstore mascara pick. But while we're still in Sephora, I'm really a little curious about the brown offerings that they have. My biggest gripe is that all of the mascaras that come in mini sizes, which really is what interests me, I want just like a nice little mini to try out the formula, all of them are black mascaras. We need more brown mascara options in a mini. Yves Saint Laurent used to I don't know if they still have it, but they don't have it on Sephora anymore, but they had this, it was in a gold packaging and it smelled like roses. And it was an incredible mascara, albeit pricey, but I loved it and I used it for years. Because of my nice experience with that formula, I am intrigued with the Yves Saint Laurent Lash Clash Extreme Volume Mascara. It comes in 3 colors, including a brown. Also, Charlotte Tilbury makes her Pillow Talk push-up lashes in a brown that has like, it's almost like a maroon, which is very interesting to me. Say, which has a great mascara because I like that it washes off so easily. Like it truly just like one swipe and it's gone, which I just like knowing that it's leaving my face when I no longer want it on my face anymore. They now make a brown, which I'm like, should I try that one? Because I F with the black one. There's a lot to think about when it comes to brown mascara. And then if you really want to splurge, we've got the Westman Atelier I Want You Lengthening and Volumizing Clean Mascara. Price tag is $45, though. I am not going to be able to do that. I refuse. $45 for a mascara? I better grow my lashes for me instantly if I'm paying that much. But I would be curious if anybody's tried it. And then I'm seeing Clinique for $26, the brush intrigues me. And they come in a brown. So this is something that I'm paying attention to. The highest rated of the brown mascara options, they're all pretty much 4 stars. Glossier is 3.5 stars. Everything else is a 4-star mascara in brown. So important to note. We got to take it to a place of lips. I was out last week and ran into a friend of mine who's a makeup artist. And I asked her if she has any picks for this for sale, because I am like boots on the ground doing research for this show. And she said and showed me the Hourglass Phantom Volumizing Glossy Lip Balm that comes in a long tube. It's lipstick S, but a glossy finish, lip tinted lip balm almost, if you will, retails for $36. I think she showed me the Crave 140 in the warm pink. They have a host of colors, all the colors under the sun. And I would buy that. Next time I need a glossy lip balm, that's on the list. And then my poker night, on Sunday, everybody was talking lip balms, lip fillers, lip glosses, etc. And one of the lovely ladies in my poker group, who's a model, showed me her lip pick. And obviously, I wanted to know. And that one was Yves Saint Laurent YSL Love Shine Lip Oil Stick. And this looks elite. It's also $45. So $45 versus 36 for the hourglass. So something to make note of. I right now have been using the Say Glossy Bounce High Shine Hydrating Lip Gloss Oil. And I'm nowhere near done with it, so I'm holding on to it. And I, right next to me, I have Bounce, but I also really like Dream, which is like a berry color. The Bounce is out of stock. Yeah, it's the best color. The Kiss, which is like a clear, and then Dip, which is like a dusty rose. I think I like the Dip and the Bounce the best, for what it's worth. But this retails for $22, and I really like how moisturizing it is. It's like a gloss oil situation, really hydrating, and I like the price tag a lot more than the other two. I probably saw this on TikTok a long time ago, but have you guys ever seen the difference in packaging for a higher end product? Let's say like the YSL tube lipstick versus like a Milani lipstick. So the YSL, they put a magnet inside of the packaging to weigh it down so it feels richer. Whereas Milani feels really lightweight because it doesn't have the magnet inside of the packaging. So it's really just the added magnet that makes something feel rich and elite and fancy. Okay, I want to talk about some of the sheeshes in my recent Sephora purchases. I was influenced by Lara when she talked about Refi. Their brow product. I have it right next to me. It's their brow sculpt. It comes with its own little two-sided brow brush and then the formula inside. First and foremost, the packaging broke almost instantly for me. Not great. And then the formula itself was a little clumpy and a little too flaky for my liking. So this was a miss on a few levels. So I will not be repurchasing. In fact, I'm sad that I missed the boat on returning it. Another thing that broke instantly was the Merit Foundation Stick, which is such a bummer because I actually really love the formula. It goes on really nicely, but it's in a stick form, so it you kind of turn the thing to like make the stick go up, like a lipstick type of function. And that thing, the actual foundation, slipped out of the packaging so quickly onto the floor, probably the second time I used it. And I was constantly having to like put it back in the tube, and it was just like gross and sad because it was a great product and I was excited about it, and I wasn't able to use it. And then I stopped using it because the foundation ended up falling on the floor or on the table so many times it was like no longer usable. So that's a sheesh for me. The Charlotte Tilbury Airbrush Flawless Finish Setting Powder was a no for me. It's not so much the formula, but it just looked too yellow on my skin. It just like didn't look good. And they only have it in four colors, I believe. Hold on, don't quote me. Yep, they only have it in four colors. Does come in a mini though. But I think I had the two medium because I thought that the one fair would be too light. But it just went to a place of too yellow for my skin and just didn't work for me. So I ended up like rarely using it, and it just sits there, and it was a $48 just sitting there, which I don't love. And then this brand I actually surprisingly love, but this particular product from them was a no, Nude Sticks, which I have to say their sun-kissed bronzer blush situation, it's really like a multi-purpose stick, is an A+. I'm obsessed. But then their highlighter product, which is in the same packaging, the tube packaging. It is a great color, but the formula is so sticky that it, like, my hair sticks to my face if I wear it, and I don't like that at all. So that is a no-go on the Nude Sticks highlighter. Okay, so it's the Nude Sticks Nudies Glow Cream Highlighter Stick, and I had it in the color... It's so embarrassing saying some of these names. Ice Ice Baby Cool Universal Glassy Ice. Like I said, the color of it is great, but it was just way too sticky. But I do really love this brand. There's a Sunkissed, and then there's a Sunkissed Cool. It's with me all the time. I will keep it in my purse. It's melted and reformed. It's just... And it lasts forever, and that retails for $35. They have this dew blush in the color Spicy that is like this terracotta reddish color that is gorgeous. I highly recommend. Also, just like a few random things. The Merit Bronzer Balm. I've taken to applying this with my finger. It's in a cream stick, so it's really easy to throw in your bag. I like things that I can travel with. I can throw it in my purse and not worry about them breaking. So this is great. It's different than like the Westman Atelier contour stick, which is like a very popular item, I'm sure you guys know. So I have that in Biscuit. I got that in the mini size, which has lasted me a year so far, and there's still product to go. So again, mini theory. So Biscuit is more of a contour, whereas like the Merit Bronze Balm is like a bronzer. So this is great. I'll put this on my eyes. I'll sort of heat it up with my fingers and then dab it wherever it needs to go. I'm getting really excited and I realized I was moving the mic all over the place. So sorry about that. When it comes to palettes, I have been using lately that I really like. It's Ilia The Necessary Eyeshadow Palette. It retails for $40. You get 6 colors. They are really simple. They're 2 shimmers, 4 mattes. I love it. I also really love, if I'm doing a black mascara, I love the Ilia Clean Mascara. It's just a really good brush. It's the one in the white packaging. They have a volumizing one in a beige packaging. I like the one in the white packaging. And then they have a, because I've said it before, I've talked about it a million times, my eyes are so sensitive that I'm really, really, really careful with the eyeshadows that I use. And the Ilia ones don't irritate my eyes. They have a liquid powder eyeshadow that's really nice. And then my friend Rami, who is a makeup artist in New York, gave me this Charlotte Tilbury pot, like eyeshadow pot that was so good that I love. It has like a little bit of shimmer to it, but I think it might slightly irritate my eyes, so I try to stay away. It's the Eyes to Memorize Cream Shadow. This stuff is great if you don't have sensitive eyes. Honestly, go for it. I have the champagne color and it is gorgeous. If I was going to buy another one, I would go for the chocolate bronze. Okay, some things that I haven't tried but that I would buy, if it wasn't sold out, I would buy it, is the Pat McGrath Skin Fetish Sublime Perfection Blurring Under Eye Powder in Pink. Obviously, Pat's products are amazing. I trust her. So I am super curious about this pink powder. I love a slight like baby pink tint to my face stuff, because I find that things sometimes go too yellow for me. So I like this pink powder trend that's been happening, and I like the price point on this. It's $35, which feels doable versus There's a Givenchy option that is very popular in the same category. That one retails for $31. Also, One Size by Patrick Starr, an influencer brand, but people like it. The Givenchy Prison Libre Loose Setting and Finishing Powder in the pink tone. It's three Voila Rosé for light skin tones. Comes in a mini size for $31. And then the full size is $60. Mini theory. Okay, so maybe the move is to try the mini size. I would be open to that. That is within budget and feels right. So that's on my list to try, like a pink powder situation. I am worried that the Givenchy might be scented though, so that scares me. Also, I'm really open to a new lip liner. I love what is called the Gym Lip, which is like a nude liner plus a chapstick. And I did some research and I'm very intrigued with Makeup Forever's Artist Color Pencil Brow Eye and Lip Liner in the Up and Down Tan or the Completely Sepia. So those are on my list as well. I really want to stick with just makeup for this conversation because I think maybe there'll be a hair product haul in our future. So I want to, and we've already covered skincare, so I want to keep it light. But I will point out that one of my favorite brands, The New Co., just added a bunch more of their products to Sephora. And they have a really, really great moisturizer that's in the $65 range. I've mentioned it before on the skincare haul. It's specifically for your skin barrier, and it is their Barrier Culture Moisturizer with niacinamide and squalene. And then if you want to splurge a little bit on a face wash, the face wash that goes with that, the Barrier Culture Cleanser Pre and Probiotic Face Wash for $42 is also very nice and has been frequently in my rotation for a number of years. Now I have to say, I have to take us to a place of drugstore before we wrap things up. And I have four holy grails that I'm currently working with. Two of which are from ELF, which I feel like has been everywhere. They did a huge Super Bowl spend on their advertising, which I certainly took notice of. I have mixed on this first product because it's sort of petered out on me, but the ELF Ultimate Blending Brush is a fabulous brush. It's super soft. It's a great size, great shape. But after about a year of use, the bristles are starting to come out and I don't love that. But it also, I think, was under $10. So it's good to hold you over until you invest in maybe a nicer brush. Oh, I will say I have my eye on the Hourglass brushes. They're on my list. I skipped over that, unfortunately. The Hourglass brush I had my eye on is the Ambient Soft Glow Foundation brush. Okay, back to the drugstore. Another thing from e.l.f. that I love that's like A+, really strong product that is a dupe for Charlotte Tilbury. And I think if any female under the age of 40 was on TikTok within the past year and a half, they saw this. It's the ELF Halo Glow Liquid Filter Complexion Booster for a glowing soft focus look. I'll add this to my Zoom Glow arsenal for sure. I am number two. They have 12 shades. If I could mix one and two, I think that would be like my perfect color. Retails for $14. Currently, right now, as I look at it on Amazon, it is $12.67. 1,000% worth it. Run, don't walk. It doesn't make me break out. It doesn't irritate my skin and it looks great. So it checks all three boxes. When it comes to the brown mascara, I am a CoverGirl Lash Blast Volume in Brown person. It's the orange packaging. I always wait for a buy one, get one free. I stock up on it. And I love this product. It's just a great one to have. But at the same time, I am open to exploring others, but it's just like an old faithful. Another thing in the drugstore aisle that I am loving is the Maybelline New York Instant Age Rewind Eraser Multi-Use Concealer. This particular one that I found has a bit of a pink tint to it. So I wanted to experiment in the pink tinted concealer world, and this is the first one, and I love it. And now I'm like, I want the pink powder. So that is the origin story of my need for a pink powder, came from this concealer. And the formula is great. I think it's under $15, and it's just again a really easy throw it in your purse. You're not worried about it breaking or losing anything. So these are my drugstore picks for right now. And I think that concludes this week's haul. You know, I didn't go all across the board with the Sephora because I'm in a place of less is more, and I'm getting the feeling that you guys are there too. So I just went for the needs. And I'd really, really love, I think the next beauty-related haul we do, I would like to focus on indie brands and non-Sephora brands, because that's really where I love discovering stuff, and I've got a lot of recs in that department as well. So as always, everything mentioned in this episode can be found in the show notes. And actually, when you use those links, it helps support this show. So that's greatly appreciated anytime you click and buy based off of our recommendations. So thank you for that. And we will be back next week. A haulin'. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Elizabeth. You can find me over on Instagram at Elizabeth Kott. That's K-O-T-T. And someone maybe send me a Sephora code so I can use the 20% off. That would be amazing. And until next time, stay niche. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shanehalls and me, Elizabeth Kott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.